Tony LoBianco, The French Connection, Law & Order Star, Dead at 87. By Warner Todd Houston on June 13, 2024. Longtime character actor Tony LoBianco, who was featured in films such as The French Connection, has died at 87, his representative has confirmed. LoBianco, who was still working as recently as 2022, suffered from prostate cancer, according to the New York Post. The actor was a mainstay on the big screen, but was also featured in the long-running TV series Law & Order and some of its offshoots. On TV he appeared on Homicide, Life on the Streets, the recent reboot of Walker, Texas Ranger, The Streets of San Francisco, The Twilight Zone, and a long string of TV movies. The Brooklyn-born actor's big screen work included 1973's Serpico, The 7-Ups, City Heat, and The French Connection. Tony LoBianco passed away last night at his horse farm in Maryland after a battle with prostate cancer, read a statement by the actor's representative. His wife, Elise, was by his side, the rep added. As a young man, LoBianco was a Golden Gloves boxer, but in 1964 the boards called him and he performed in a Broadway production of Incident at Vichy. Bitten by the acting bug, he next made his film debut in 1965's The Sex Perils of Paulette and the next year appeared on the popular spy spoof TV series, Get Smart. But it was in 1971 that he made his first big impression on the industry when he portrayed mobster Sal Boca in William Friedkin's Gene Hackman vehicle The French Connection. The film won 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and LoBianco shot to the top along with the film. LoBianco reminisced about his role as a Spaniard in the film The Honeymoon Killers when he put on a Spanish accent and surprised the director with his versatility. They wanted to cast a guy with a Spanish accent. I'm Italian-American, but I took on a Spanish accent and landed the role. Everybody thought it was genuine, then they heard my real voice one day on set. They couldn't believe it, he said. The actor went through 3 wives after his first marriage to Dora Landy in 1964 ended in divorce in 1984. He next married Elizabeth Fitzpatrick in a union that lasted from 2002 to 2008. He married his third wife, Elise Best Muldoon, in 2015. He has 3 daughters with his first wife. He is survived by his daughters Miriam and Nina. His third daughter, Anna, passed from breast cancer in 2006, according to the New York Times. Comedian Joe Piscopo lamented the actor's loss, writing, "Sad to report that dear, longtime friend hashtag Tony LoBianco passed away peacefully last night. Love to his Elise and the LoBianco family. Tony was a proud Italian-American who loved this country heart and soul. Rest in peace, mio caro amico. Sad to report that dear, longtime friend hashtag Tony LoBianco passed away peacefully last night. Love to his Elise and the LoBianco family. Tony was a proud Italian-American who loved this country heart and soul. Rest in peace, mio caro amico." pic.twitter.com/49btxxt4pq. Joe Piscopo, at Jersey Joe Piscopo, June 12, 2024. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.